While tidying the notice board in my kitchen over the summer, I came across a prayer written by an anonymous parent that had stayed steadfastly with me during my children's childhood years. The version that first reached me speaks of a daughter. A subsequent version that remains pinned alongside it speaks of a son. As our daughter was followed by three sons, I would move from one to the other, depending on who was of concern. Its opening lines read as follows. I pray that I may let my child live her own life, and not the one I wish I had lived. Therefore guard me against burdening her with doing what I failed to do. How appropriate those lines are to the parent of an eldest child. We want so much for our firstborn. Her arrival brings with it the desire that she will have opportunities that we may not have had. A good education, extracurricular activities, lots of friends. But how easy it is to unconsciously try to live out our dreams and ambitions through the life of a small other. Share your passions and interests with your child, was wise advice given to my sister as she welcomed her daughter home. And so, a keen swimmer herself, trips to the local swimming pool are now part of the weekly routine. And my niece splashes and jumps and shouts, "Look at me!" sure of her mother's attention. No doubt in time, swimming lessons will be needed to nurture her obvious talent. But not yet. I pray that I may let my child live her own life, and not the one I wish I had lived. Therefore guard me against burdening her with doing what I failed to do.